Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But I know that some people are very much anti-vaccine passport to allow them to do things. But if you have a credential that allows you to say, hey, I've been vaccinated, I can go into this sports venue, or I've been vaccinated, I can get on this cruise ship, it actually gives individual freedom.
Give me liberty or give me death, but only the kind of liberty you find in a controlled, well-regulated society.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But this is all on the honor system, and there are people who refuse to get vaccinated, about a quarter of the country, and who oppose mask wearing, who could see this as a green light to go wherever they want.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
We all know this virus will be with us after any rule or regulation expires. COVID's a little bit like, you know, Michael Myers.
How about new?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, Texas reports zero deaths 2 months after Biden called its reopening plans Neanderthal thinking. It's good to be a Neanderthal, huh? Meanwhile, Michigan's Whitmer paid $27,521 for a Florida trip using mix of donor funds and her own cash. And she chartered a flight that was owned by these three fat cats from Michigan. And they were the company that owns the airplane was not authorized by the FAA to give charter flights. What a shock, huh? What a shock. She doesn't obey her own rules. The Michigan Republican Party said this new bombshell that Whitmer's plane was not authorized to fly is concerning, yet not surprising. For Whitmer, it's always been rules for thee, but not for me. The same thing could be said of the entire Democrat Party. 844-500-4242. Whitmer has previously faced scrutiny over the March trip, which she had initially lied about taking, and which came after she had cautioned Michigan residents against traveling out of state due to coronavirus concerns. And two of her top aides also traveled out of state, one to Florida, one to Alabama, after the warnings were issued to the hoi polloi, you know. But again, as the Michigan GOP said, rules for thee, but not for me. Time now for the chump line.
Hey, Howie, it's bothering me wicked that you keep comparing Charlie Baker to Bacon. Don't give Bacon a bad name like that.
Take it up with Mr. Frosty, the junior senator from Massachusetts. He's the one who compared...
And together with Governor Bacon, Baker.
Governor Bacon, yes. Governor Bacon, the Boston Patriots, he's quite a superstar in his dotage, isn't he? Ed Markey.
This is Charlie Parker. You can have my mask when you pry it from my cold, dead face.
I think that's his high school and college classmate, Phil Murphy's the one who's saying that in the, down in New Jersey. He's the sole survivor. He's the last remaining genocidal maniac in Raqqa, the last ISIS dead ender left.
Looking back at today's press conference, I am saddened that no reporter asked Charlie Baker if he was going to continue wearing his mask after the 29th.
You know what? That would have been a great question. That would have been a great question. And they, you know what else they could have said? Have any of your imaginary friends called you this morning to ask you or to congratulate you or to scold you about your removal of the mask mandate? The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating the end of the mask mandate. finally, the need to stay safe, stay home is gone. It's no longer necessary to pay people extra money to stay idle. It's time to end the stimulus payments and get people off the couch and back to work.
It's becoming painfully apparent that going back to normal is going to be very difficult for people who weren't normal to begin with.
That's one way to look at it. It's also going to be very difficult for the hacks who haven't worked for a year. Oh, I know, they've been telecommuting, but let's be honest, they haven't been working. They've been on vacation for more than a year. Now they're going to have to go back to work. It's going to be very difficult. It's a terrible habit to have to break, sitting on your rear end all day and getting paid big money.
If you like your virus, you can keep your virus.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's a free country. You can wear a mask until the cows come home. You could be buried in a mask. But you don't have the right to tell anybody else to wear a mask or to go one way down a supermarket aisle or to observe social distancing any longer.
Hey, Howie, since John Kerry admitted that some solar panels are made with slave labor, shouldn't the moon bats who buy the panels be required to pay reparations?
I would certainly agree. Yes, they should be required. And they should be required to bury some of the toxic waste that is produced from all these batteries, whether it's for their Teslas or for their solar panels, to bury that in their backyard.
COVID is just like Michael Myers, a made-up horror story.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but that is a perfect description of it. A fake horror movie.
What do you think was more painful for Charlie Parker? Deciding to get rid of the COVID lockdown or getting in front of the cameras and announcing it?
Why do you think he spent the weekend in D.C.? He couldn't bear to come back because he knew what lay ahead. It was like going to confession publicly and admitting that it was all a fraud and a hoax, because that's exactly what it was.
Temporary limits and restrictions imposed on the private sector and on individuals were the most difficult decisions I've ever had to make.
I'm going to call BS on that one. He meant to say they were the most fun decisions he ever had to make.
Charlie Parker here. On May 29th, I'm reopening Massachusetts. All businesses, including bars, beer gardens, nightclubs, and other outside parties. That last one was for Lieutenant Governor Polito. She's having another graduation party. This time it's at her new beachfront place in Dartmouth. But keep those masks handy, because sometimes science can become unsettled.
I drove by her place last week, by the way. I didn't tell you.
Yeah? How is it? How's it look?
Very private. You can only see driveway, pretty much.
Well, it's kind of like the lakefront, Dacha, on Lake Quinsigamon, right? Not much different. I wonder if she's going to seek another term as lieutenant governor, or will she try to take on the sitting congressman down in her new neck of the woods, William Keating?
What do you mean my I got vaccinated sticker isn't enough proof?
What I want to know is if Andrew Cuomo can open up New York on Wednesday the 19th, why can't the contiguous state of Massachusetts open up on the 19th? Why do we have to wait until the 29th? If only Charlie Parker had gotten a $5.1 million advance for his unreadable book, we'd be open on Wednesday too, just like New York.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I want everyone to get their COVID-9 enema vaccine gum. Then you can take off your masks, and then you can take your honey to the theater and see the latest Fatty Arbuckle movie. Or maybe watch it with her at home, or as the young folks call it, Betamax and chill.
Yeah. Joe Biden, he called his office, his caregivers today called a lid at 1:48 p.m. in the afternoon. He's getting a good long nap. He's binging on the Real McCoys. That's his new favorite. He ran through all the Hazels. Now he's into the Real McCoys. He loves Walter Brennan and Hassie. And Pepino reminds him of all the illegal aliens he's letting across the border on the Rio Grande.
This is Tony Fauci. To clear up this mask confusion, I'm going to take my mask off and put a sock in it.
That would be good. We would all appreciate that. I love that story over the weekend about how he ended up as a federal hack bureaucrat. He graduated Cornell Medical School in 1966. And at that time, everybody who graduated from medical school was drafted instantly into the armed forces, and they had to go to Vietnam to work as a battlefield physician. So he didn't want to do that. So the only way out was to become a federal hack bureaucrat with the National Institutes of Health. And so he did that. And they called him, according to Lloyd Billingsley, who wrote the story, the Yellow Berets, as opposed to the Green Berets. And he admitted he was called the Yellow Beret. And that's how he got his start. And he's been in the federal bureaucracy ever since. If he ever really practiced medicine, it was just for a cup of coffee somewhere after he got out of Cornell Medical School in 66.
Good evening, Howie Carr. I want to let you and your listeners know, especially those in Boston and Brookline and Wellesley and Arlington, that I will not sign any truce with Governor Parker, and I will be back. Count COVID-19.
He's COVID-19 is like Frosty the Snowman. He'll be back when they need to steal another election.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
844-500-4242-603 says, have menthols also been reinstated in the No, you still can't. You still have to drive to New Hampshire to get a pack of Newports or a carton of Cools. But we're working on it, you know. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Chump Line. That's the number to call if you want to be on the Chump Line. 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, if you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more Chump Line messages, wait for Chopped Chumps. They are posted at around 7 o'clock every weekday evening. Get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Those are the messages that didn't make the Chump Line you just heard, but there's a lot more of them. Sometimes they're even better than the ones you heard. Chopped Chumps. Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, celebrating the end of the mask mandate. Finally, the need to stay safe, stay home is gone. It's no longer necessary to pay people extra money to stay idle. It's time to end the stimulus payments and get people off the couch and back to work.
If you like your virus, you can keep your virus.
That's right. If you like your ventilator, you can keep your ventilator. If you like your social distancing, you can keep your social distancing. If you like being Karen, you can keep being Karen. You just can't tell anybody else to do any of the above. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
Mother of mercy, is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
I think for everybody in Massachusetts, it's been a really, really, really long year. And I think the challenges and the tragedies that in many cases have accompanied everything associated with COVID have been really rough on people.
Governor, where do I go to get my Pete's Coffee Shop within walking distance of my house back? Where do I go to get my White's Bakery within walking distance of my house back? Where do I go to get my favorite place in the Kenmore Square, Fenway Park area, the Eastern Standard back? And I'm sure we all have these questions, all these fine businesses, restaurants, gyms, health clubs that you've destroyed for no reason. Where are they going to come back from? When are you going to say you're sorry? Never, of course. Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What phrase will Charlie Baker miss saying the most? New normal, folks/community, respect the virus, recognize and understand, COVID doesn't take any days off, or I'm a basketball player.
I'm still sticking with COVID doesn't take any days off.
30% now say COVID.
COVID's not leaving town for the summer.
22% say respect the virus, and 17% say new normal.
All right. 844-500-4242. Here's a brag from Rhode Island. Na, 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 na. Rhode Island is mask-free tomorrow. If Queen Gina were still in charge, it would have been after Charlie Parker. I think it would have been. She was right up there with Gretchen Whitmer as and Phil Murphy as really the ultimate COVID warriors, the COVID dictators.
I'm so ready for this weekend. My first gig in over a year is in Rhode Island on Saturday night, and it's no masks and 100% capacity. That's great.
Would you like to say thank you, Acting Governor McKee, right now? Because that texter was right. If it were Gina, you'd still be locked down.
And I'd probably thank Governor Charlie Parker first, because his lack of any movement on this probably spurred Rhode Island to do something.
Well, it's also going to mean you probably have closer to a full house, because it's not going to be open yet in Massachusetts. It's still going to be the reduced capacity.
Oh, and it's a cigar bar, so that's just cream on top of everything.
Yeah, see, here's the funny thing about Boston. You know, they're going to allow the sports teams on May 29th to be full capacity again, but it's going to be a little late for the Boston Celtics, most likely, because they're going to be eliminated by May 29th. So
how are the Bruins doing?
The Bruins are doing, they're not, they lost the first game. They're okay, but
game of what?
Of the playoffs.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm very ignorant when it comes to the world of sports, in case you haven't caught on.
Yeah. I don't know. 508 says the 204 Washington Street restaurant in Walpole is gone. TK's Charlie. I know we all have favorite places that are gone, and he doesn't care about that. He's only concerned about himself. He does not care. 844-500-4242. And, you know, 978 says, Baker, you know why it's been a really long year? Because of you and other politicians who are really tyrants. Well, they basically left it up to him to be a one-man tyrant. You know, in Rome, unless there was a war going on, you only got to be the consul for 1 year. They put him on some, like, wartime footing. But there hasn't been a war. It wasn't really a war. 917, how the hell did Massachusetts elect a guy who sounds like a 14-year-old Valley girl? We're all asking ourselves that same question, 917. We got a great guest coming up. I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. As you know, that Boston Herald, my newspaper, has occasionally gotten through the Freedom of Information Act copies of the reports to the various state snitch lines, and there are multiple state snitch lines that the Karens have been using for the last year. And they're always redacted, so we don't know who exactly sent in the complaints. Although, you look at them and you begin to think some of these are complaints by competitors of these restaurants or car dealerships or whatever. So I read a story over the weekend, which was just, it was so delicious. I wanted to talk to the person who's involved in it. It's from Washington State. And it's about a diner in Port Orchard, Washington. And it's called the That One Place Diner. And the owner is a guy named Craig Kennedy. And he's been ratted out over and over again for keeping his restaurant open. He's been fined $130,000. I don't know if he's paid it or not. His liquor license has been suspended, et cetera, et cetera. So what he finds, what he finally did, and again, I wish I could do this. I haven't been able to do it. I filed a new FOIA request today. I said I want the latest Karen list unredacted. I want to find out who these people are because I want to do what Craig Kennedy did in Port Orchard, Washington. Craig Kennedy, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Listen, tell us what you did with the list of the people who've been ratting you and your diner out for a year.
Oh, we hung it right up inside the entryway.
You got the list. You got the list. You got the list of the names of the people who've been ratting you out.
I did, names and their complaints. I have a friend that compiled the whole list for the entire state.
Wow.
So, 100,000 lines in our state of Karen's.
100,000 complaints. Boy, all they do is send me, they just send me a compendium. I know they're a lot more than the ones they're getting, they're sending to me. You got every single complaint. That's 2,000 a week for a year, all across the state of Washington. That's a lot of Karens.
It's terrible that our governor, Inslee, has allowed this, has opened up this snitch line to turn us against each other. I'm just appalled.
Why don't you tell us some of the things that people have written about your diner, Craig?
Well, on the list, the funniest one is some lady wrote, "People are eating." That's her complaint.
At a diner.
That we're dining
How dare you, Craig?
Yeah.
Allow people to eat at a diner.
How dare you?
Ironically, she's the most outspoken one, and she's the one that sent her son in to steal the list off the wall.
Oh, she did. Oh, she's the one. Okay. Wow.
She's the one, yeah.
So how old is she? Because we have a feeling, most of us feel that like Karens tend to be middle-aged women. Does she fit the description?
She hits that. She's in her early 50s, maybe mid-50s.
And have you talked to her?
She claimed. Well, on Facebook groups I have, she's something else. She's basically really proud that she did it, and she has tried to rally people to shut us down. Her along with a couple, like you were saying, other business owners. There's a few other business owners in town that have either snitched on me on the rat list, or they've openly tried to get people to complain about us to the Gestapo.
Wow. I'm going to read you another one here. Absolutely unacceptable. We just had a positive case. Well, I mean, so So if there was an auto accident in Port Orchard or someone had a heart attack in Port Orchard, I guess that would be your fault too, right?
Right. That's right, right? Like I said, they don't make any sense.
Did they fight with you to give out the names of the actual Karens? I mean, the Karens have got to be going crazy that they don't get to shoot at people anonymously, bushwhack yeah. people.
Oh, they're upset. It was freely given. I think it took my buddy Robert. I think it took him maybe a month to get it all compiled for our area. I mean, it didn't take long. They respond pretty quickly. In fact, some of the issues that we've had because of the list, like this one gentleman stealing wheat, we did a check on that, and that records request to find out who came in to do that took like a week maybe or 8 days. So it doesn't take long from the government.
Yeah, so now what is the situation in Washington now? Are they relaxing the regulations, Inslee he's kind of a dead ender. I don't think he's as far gone as some of the governors, but he's pretty close to the top of the list, isn't he, in terms of being a dead ender?
Yeah, he really doesn't have a reopening plan in place, although now they're saying that we can follow. He hasn't come out and said we can't follow the CDC guidelines about identifying as vaccinated, you cannot wear a mask. So, and we're supposedly going to open back up on June 30th.
Ugh.
But with him, you just really never know.
June 30th?
So,
I mean, even Massachusetts now is going to be May 29th. We're a month ahead of you. Wow.
Oh, you are? Yeah, that's not cool. Yeah, we're dead last, I think, now.
Too bad he didn't get a $5 million advance for a book, because then he'd have to open up on Wednesday like Governor Cuomo in New York.
That's hilarious.
So you have they've fined you $130,000. You're not going to pay that, are you?
No, we're not paying it. It's all their fault. I know it'd be a long story for me to sit here and tell you, but basically the judge ordered them to get us open, and they just ignored the judge, and they ignored me for an entire week. And so their fine is $12,000 a day. And we're closed on Sundays, and they fined us for Sundays. I got the letter on a Thursday, and they had pre-fined us for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then I have email proof that they just ignored us the other 7 days of the time. So once we get before a real judge, she'll drop it immediately. They won't take it before a judge. They want us to go before their own arbitration court.
Right, right.
Well, I just won't even acknowledge that, because I don't understand how you can give me a ticket and then you decide whether it's legitimate or not. That just doesn't make sense to me.
And they took away, suspended your liquor license as well?
Yeah, they did that. That was the first thing they did, was come in and slap our hands with that. But we don't sell any alcohol, so it really didn't matter to us.
So what are your I know you have the sign up there, and that's a wise move. Disclaimer, the information provided, meaning the people on the snitch line, is for transparency of information only. We are not advocating for any contact or retaliation. But what do your regular customers come in and say when they see this list of all their neighbors who are on the snitch line, ratting you out?
Most of them just have a good time with it. Lots of people, because we do live in a small town, lots of people point out people they know. Or one lady came in and said, "Oh, that's my sister right there." She got a little upset about that, but people can recognize the other restaurant owners and business owners in town by their email addresses or, by their names. So get to be a little.
So your competitors have come after you then. What did your competitors say about your place?
Yeah. The most notable one is he's a direct competitor of mine, and he's like two blocks away. His was that we were violating the COVID regulations. And his really stands out because he used his restaurant's email address for the complaint. And so it says right on it. Well, then he came out and acted like his son and produced a statement saying, claiming to be his son, claiming to be he was his son using that email address to make the complaint. Kind of trying to divert the attention, but I was interviewed by a local news station, and he outed his sources. And that gentleman was one of the people that was on his is sourceless. So,
wow. And here's another one. They need to be stopped. They has, ungrammatically, opened for indoor dining. They are allowing people to eat inside, to eat in the restaurant. How dare you, Craig Kennedy, allow people inside your diner to eat? Don't you feel a sense of guilt?
40 degrees outside. Yeah, it's so terrible to let all those old folks that have nowhere to go all day come have some place to socialize. It's terrible of us.
Owner has publicly stated he's going against the governor's orders. You're probably not even going to vote for Jay Inslee if he runs for re-election. I mean, they could probably fine you $10,000, $20,000 just for that alone.
Right. And I just want to point out, this is his third term in office, so.
Is he running again?
I hope not, but if it keeps going like he has, sure he'll run again.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one. He has decided to protest the stay-in-place order. I believe this is due to his political beliefs, which he is always touting. How dare you have political beliefs, Craig, that are contrary to those of the ruling Democrat Party?
And at that time when that was complained about, all we had done was held a one-day, single-day protest on Memorial Day last year. We opened for the day and closed down and donated all the money to a charity. But that was us flaunting our political.
So yeah, and here's the announcement you put on the wall. So here's the list everybody calls the tattletale list. If you want to tell on your neighbors, then your neighbors deserve the right to know who they are, plain and simple. You know what, Craig? The founding fathers put that into the Constitution. It's called the Sixth Amendment, right? You have the right to confront your accusers.
That's right.
What's wrong
with
that?
And that's why that list, our list really doesn't show anything anonymous. I, from what I understand, the state just files the anonymous complaints in the circular file.
Really?
Because you do have the right to face your accuser.
Yeah.
So my buddy that did the list, he says he can't get no anonymous list. Now, there is, on my list, there is one anonymous. And as far as we can figure out, maybe it's somebody that's like inter-office that complained about us.
Yeah.
So.
They will not listen. I'm just looking at this thing. They shared their opening for dine-in on Facebook. Man, you are a scofflaw, Craig. You are a reprobate.
I know, darn it.
You seem to be having a good time. How is business right now at that one place diner?
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, we're always a really busy place, but every time they talk about us, it just gets busier. So,
well,
we love it. I'll actually go on and stir the pot sometimes on the local chat groups just so it does keep our name more relevant.
Craig Kennedy, thank you so much for being with us. And I read the story on PJ Media, and the woman, Victoria Taft, who wrote it, said that she went there over the weekend, and my husband's double cheeseburger was out of this world great. So I'd love to get out there, and if I'm ever out there, I'd love to get to the restaurant. But we appreciate it, and keep up the good work. And you gave me an idea, and I don't think it's going to work, but I asked for the unredacted Karen snitch list from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed, Craig. Thanks for giving me the idea. Thank you. That's Craig Kennedy from the That One Place Diner in Port Orchard, Washington State. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted as many as 30 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether real estate, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Excitable, you bet I'm excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
We know America will never be fully safe until the pandemic that's raging globally is under control.
Did he say raising or raging? Raging.
We know America will never be fully safe until the pandemic that's raging globally is under control.
Yeah, raising. It's raising. It's not raging, I guess. It's just raging. 844-500-4242. So let me give you the quick update here on the chains that have announced that they're open, except where locally the masks are still required. I mean, some of the biggest places in the United States have put up the white flag. I don't know if they want to or not. I wonder about that. You know, these companies want to be woke. So what could be more woke than being shut down, you know? On the other hand, woke is not so good for the quarterly returns, for the stock price, for the stakeholders, for the fiduciary responsibilities, whatever you want to call it. So anyway, among those that are saying they're now open with no masks except when required locally, Walmart, that's the biggest chain in the country, Target, Costco, Trader Joe's, Starbucks, Publix in Florida, CVS is based in Rhode Island, as you know, and Rhode Island has a new governor. Gina Raimondo would be keeping the place shut down. She was another Inslee, Whitmer, Cuomo, et cetera, but now she's gone. She's the Secretary of Commerce, I believe. And there's a new governor, McKee, who wants to run for a full term, I'm sure, in 2022. So he's opened it up. And so all these places are going to be open. And it's just great.
It's weird that some of the most woke companies we've ever heard of are going to be some of the first to go maskless.
Yeah. Target, I haven't been going there much since they opened the bathrooms to whoever wanted to go in there, and they had a rash of violent incidents, so you may recall.
They don't really carry boys' or girls' clothing.
That's right. I forgot about
that. Gender neutral.
Too. Yeah. But yet, you know, I mean, I don't think, have they gotten a lesson? You know, they're based, I think, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, aren't they? They've learned a lot about how woke can work out for a business in the last year or so. I think most of their places in Minneapolis and St. Paul have been looted over the course of the last year. So maybe they're going to be more realistic. I had a dream yesterday. I was just taking a nap in the afternoon, just you know, on the couch in my condo, and it was a wonderful dream. I was back in Florida. Taylor, do you know where I was?
Mar-a-Lago?
No. Even better, I was in a Publix across the street from my house. And you know what I was doing, Taylor?
Buying crackers?
I don't know what I was buying, but I was walking
browsing
through those.
The bakery?
I was going through the aisles, and I didn't have a mask on.
And you were going up and down the aisles indiscriminately?
I've been doing that for a long time. The one-way aisles disappeared extremely quickly in the Sunshine State, but there was still technically a mask requirement, which is now non-existent. And it was one of the nicest dreams I've had in a long time. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.